W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor, standing by. N8WEG. There you are. Okay. Yeah, I said I was going to go out and see Bob and see what it's going to take to set them radios up. All right. I should have my cloning cable here tomorrow. It's already shipped on its way. There you go. I know there's like 10 steps that you got to do, and if you screw one of them up, then you got to do it all over again. Oh, I'm sure I'll screw it up a few times, so by the time I get mine set up, I'll be a master at it. There you go.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Wish we all could find a frequency like this where everybody, you can hear everybody, and you can talk to everybody.
Well, it seems like my problem over here seems to be the major issue right now for everybody, you know? It's horrible. And I don't know if it's an electrical company issue or just somebody here in the neighborhood running something.
It took me a while to figure out what my problem was, you know, when the next door neighbor bathroom there flooded out and they put them big fans in there. I walked around with the meter till I found it.
I know where it is, and the yard that it's in does have a transformer in it, so I mean, it could be a consumer problem. I should just get them out here and point them right to it and have them check it out.
There you go. There might be a ground issue there on that doggone transformer, and that's why you're picking up so much crap.
I would have assumed that if it was a consumer noise, they'd have been there all the time. But there's some days I can hear a pin drop. And there's other days you could be standing next to me and I don't hear you.
Shame. Okay, I was off the air for over 2 weeks there when the neighbor's stuff went out. And that company that she had in there drying the water up in the house, and that them fans that they had made all kind of racket. I had the radio was just useless. It wiped everything right out.
I wish that was my problem, but man, this is going on like 5 years, I think, of this noise.
I wonder if it goes all the way across the board, if it does the HF and all that too, if it just knocks all that out too.
But it don't seem, into the upper bands, it don't seem to be as bad, but I think it's still there. The lower I get into the bands, the worse the noise gets. 15 meters, well no, actually probably before that, 20 meters and lower, man, it just gets worse and worse and worse.
You know that quiet thing, that thing's got a spectrum analyzer on it too, you could probably walk around and find what you need.
My problem is that the guy's yard that transformer's in, he's not too neighborly.
What you gotta do is just drive by the house with it, or walk by the house, or whatever.
Well, you can do that radio in your car. You get right in front of his house, and it's just horrible. And you get about a quarter mile down the road, and it all goes away.
And that's where it's coming from, man. Yeah, I'll be right back. Mr. Whiny Pants here, he lost his ball. I guess I'd go get it for him.
Okay, N-A-W-E-G.
Step on that bathroom floor at all. He'll roll his ball in there, but he won't go in there and get it.
He just looks up at you with them brown eyes and, can you please help?
E-U-R-V. Yeah, I got it for him.
Until he loses it again, N-A-W-E-G.
But his favorite thing to do is get in front of the couch and then push the ball under the couch. Then he looks at you like, are you going to go get it?
Mine, you could roll the ball right by him. All he's going to do is move his eyes and watch it go by. But boy, if you touch a set of keys or put your shoes on, he's ready to go.
It's the same thing with Lance here. He likes to, if you mention walk or get your gears, oh my God.
But yeah, we'll get these radios figured out. They just need some computer help, I think.
Yeah, they have to, the boards have to be turned on, is what it is, and that, and I'm going to go out there, I'll go out and see what he's doing, and maybe I can get this one turned on, and watch that, you know, see what, how he's doing it, and I'd be able to turn yours on, and if I can't, I'll just grab yours and take it out there. I feel kind of bad for him because he showed me the video, you know, his tower come crashing down.
I've never, ever, ever had that problem. All the towers I've barely put up in the air and just hanging on a thread have never fallen. About the only thing I did is I had a branch come down and hit my Antron 99 and bust one of the sections off the antenna, and it was still standing.
I had a set of stacked PDL2s come down one time, and that made a mess. But as far as the tower still stayed there. It's just the pipe broke up there at the top, and the whole damn thing, you know, they all come crashing down, and it pulled the coaxes, and oh man, that was a mess. Pulled my radio right up to the ceiling. Microphone. I got rid of them big stumps there in the backyard, all them big end pieces, and that I flipped them over, and they're all rotted out on the inside. And the neighbor come over here, and I want them. I go, okay, fine. You can put them in your fire pit. And I put some new wheels on my wagon, and I threw them in the wagon there and hauled them down there with the tractor.
A lot of people, they take them hollowed out logs and put dirt in them and make flower planters out of them. I don't know how many of them he wants, but I got a few of them over here. It'd probably take 4 or 5 guys to pick up. They're all hollowed out in the middle.
Yeah, he just puts them in his fire pit and that burns them out. Yeah, the fire is about every night down there.
What I'm going to do with them, I'm going to have me fire out here because I got a bunch of branches from that tree falling that I got to get rid of, so I'm going to take them big hollowed out pieces and throw on there too.
There you go. Can't be that hard to put to turn them doggone boards on that radio crib. We got just about everything in it.
I was going to put it on Chirp, but Russ mentioned something to me that made some sense, too, that first you got to download the firmware, which is probably what you're talking about, turning the board on.
Tony's got a friend of his over there, too, that she has got all the bullpens and all that stuff and all them radios and stuff in her computer, and that she has all them programs, but I think what I'll do is I'll just go up there because Bob got his up and running, so I'll just see how he did it, and then I just clone yours.
Well, I'll have the cable. It'll be here tomorrow to hook my radio to a computer.
There you go. I'm finding out on them striker radios, you have to watch it because when you go in to set things inside them striker radios, when you hook it up to your computer, you have to have an older computer to do it. I think it's got to be a 0.7 or something like that. And because the newer ones, you can't do it.
I got one of them, too. I think it's stupid radio. I'm trying to sell it. I think it's stupid.
One of the 47s or what?
655.
I think I have a 659.
Go way up in the 10-meter with that thing. But yet it's just AM, there's no sideband. It's just, I think that's stupid to have them radios go up there and not have sideband on them.
That's dumb.
That's why I call it a stupid radio.
Crap, I was over there at Tony's house the other day, and right there on Channel 18, them guys were talking sideband on Channel 18, the Mexicans. And I told them, I said, why don't you guys move up there past 36 and get up there where you guys belong on sideband. I said, that's crazy. We're just down there in the channel right up.
Well, you know, without... Of course, if they were Mexican, they don't have our laws anyway, but 98% of that problem with all this radio is there's no regulation to it. There's no authority.
Makes you wonder what they do with all the doggone money, you know, that they're making off those stupid licenses and stuff like that. And you got all these self-spotters.
Not a band in the ham radio world, man, that can't use some policing. It's the wild, wild west no matter where you go.
can't believe that 7,200. Oh my God. And that, I sat there and I listened to that and it's like, please.
And you got 14.313, you got 3.927. You find that every band you go to.
I told that one guy down there, I said, you know, it must be really nice to go over there and study your butt off and that, and pay for your license so you can come up here and you can talk on these frequencies, and then you bring 11 meter right with you.
And you know, 10 meter, close to 11 meter, and all them radios that can get up there, so you get all them guys on AM running Roger beeps and not having a call sign, it's bad on 10 meter.
Look how many of them we caught here a while back, and they come up there and they got no call sign at all.
I died laughing one morning. I hear Bob out there talking to a guy, and he goes, well, what's your call sign? And the guy goes, 336 Bahamas. And I just started laughing. Then, you know, I've actually heard these guys on the CB band down there giving their call signs.
Oh, yeah. See, some of them, they get confused in that, and they're catching themselves, you know, about midway through it.
There was one guy, man, he was in Mexico, and I heard him do that, and I just happened to be polite that day, and I keyed up the radio, and I told him, you might want to check your frequency. You're a little out of band for that. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be on 10 meter, 5 minutes later, I hear him doing it again, so either he didn't know how to run his radio or he was just not catching what I was telling him.
And everything is wet outside today, and must have rained last night here. I got that other Ranger radio.
Well, it didn't get no rain unless it rained in the middle of the night.
Redo that.
It don't look wet here.
I was going to buy a truck. And
not saying it didn't rain here, Ellis, because all the rain I could see was over that way toward the thumb.
Doubled with you. Yeah, I was just saying that Ranger radio that I got here, you know. I'm going to redo that transmit on that thing because it's just a little bit off. And I want to put that in a truck when I get a truck.
I just fixed mine, man. I found my piece I needed to get me a good standing wave on 10 meters in the mobile, and man, it worked good last night. I think I was louder to Russ, and he was louder to me in the car too. So yeah, I think I got that going better now.
It was loud. I could hear you when you get in the truck out there at your house, you know, and you come this way. And then it just keeps getting louder and louder and louder, you know.
That was on an untuned antenna. Now I got a tuned antenna on it. It's going to be even better yet.
What kind of antenna you got on that thing?
It's a CB antenna, a Wilson 1000. Roof mount.
Okay, alright.
I drilled the hole right in the roof and I just screwed the antenna onto that roof mount.
There you go.
That's what I use on 10 meter. A Wilson 1000 CB antenna. You got to cut like an inch or so off the stinger.
Yeah, because the things are too It's a little bit too long. I think it's like 57 inches or something like that for the stinger.
Yep, I run that Wilson 1000 and my ICOM 706.
I was thinking about getting a regular ham radio there for the truck, but I think that Ranger is going to be all right. I'm usually on 10 meters all the time, you know? And then I've got the 2-meter, you know, 440 radio there, too, that I'm going to stick in there.
What I'd really like to have up there is one of them antennas that automatically tune themselves when you go to the band.
You want one of them screwdriver antennas, yeah? Those are cool.
I even thought of getting a mount and Fire Stick used to make them antennas that were just for the certain bands. You know, you had one that was just certain for 40 meters, one just for 20 meters. I was thinking about getting them and just swapping them out when I went to a different band.
You know, if you're going to do that, you look at that Outbacker antenna. It's got like a plug in it. Up the stinger of the antenna, it's got all these little plug jacks on it. And whatever band you want, you just unplug it, and you go up to the next one and plug it in.
Yeah, I was going to do all of that, and then, you know, stuff like that. And then I got to thinking, well, now, see, this all depends on the time of day, which bands are the hot bands, you know, at the time of day I'm going to be in my vehicle. So I won't need a lot of them antennas.
I looked at the Outbacker antenna, you know, and it's got them plugs on it. I was thinking, why can't a guy make a box and put it inside the truck and run your hotline, you know, into the box? And then you could just switch it. You know, you plug the antenna in all the way down the thing, and then you could just switch it to whichever one you wanted to. You didn't have to go out there, plug it, and plug it back in.
That's the fun of amateur radio, playing with things and doing stuff like that and making it work, huh? N8WEG.
Then again, they got that AT20 antenna, you know, that screwdriver antenna, and it's got a little box, and you just push the button on the box inside, and it moves the antenna up and down.
Oh, look at your HF antenna, the harvest antenna. How long before they just put a ballon on a mobile antenna so it's multi-band?
Oh, yeah, that would be cool as all get out.
Got this great big ball of wire. I'm thinking about stretching it out across the yard, splitting it in half, and that'd be my wire antenna out here.
You know, I got that mystery antenna here. I can't even use it here, but I still got that mystery antenna out here. You could have put that up. That might be something to think about, too, you know. Need to have, like, an end bed over here. That way, you know, I don't have a drop right in the middle of the yard.
See, that's what I'm thinking, too, doing an end bed idea, because when I move to my other house there, I'm going to have good one direction, but not enough space going another direction to do a vertical, you know, an inverted V. But an inset I could do.
Eventually, I'd like to have a tower out here, you know. Take that old tree out of there and put a tower right there. That would be the thing to do.
Out here in the country, I got all kinds of space for antennas, but where I'm moving is in the city, and not a lot of room for antennas.
I'd have to hide some. I say I got three big ones. I want to take that little one down. That little one that I got up there, it's on a mag mount. It's for this 2 meter 440 deal. I'm going to put that on the car, and then I'm going to put that big white one I got up. When you were here, I should have showed you that alpha antenna I got in the little bureau here, and that thing's pretty cool.
Might have some donations for you guys. I start cleaning out this garage. I know there's some stuff out there I can probably donate to the cause.
Yeah, I know I got to go over to Midland over there. There's a guy over there that's got a spectrum analyzer, and that he's got some new equipment in the boxes. I want to go over and see what he's got. And maybe I'll pick up a new scope and maybe an analyzer.
I'm thinking I got some antenna parts out there. I got some radio parts out there, you know. I just got to see what's left out there that has got to go.
Oh, my God, they're coming out with a new transistor. Fourth generation RGA. Low loss and high short circuit tolerance. Wonder what they use in this. They're pretty stable from what I can see so far. But it'd be like putting MaxMod in. See, somebody's got a 497 here too for sale, and that one of them strikers.
That's another one of them stupid radios. I think it'll get up into the hand bands.
Yeah, it does.
I just don't know. I don't know why them CB people do that. You know, and it's just not them. There's all kinds of radios like that.
Well, anymore, you can't buy just a regular radio, you know, and that unless you get like a 29 or something like that. But most of them are all, you know, export radios, and then they wanted the wattage, so now they got the wattage, and then they can't, you know, they added the extra bands, and now we got to deal with them.
That's the great thing about CB radio, isn't it? Everybody wants to be louder than the next guy, but yet nobody's clear enough to understand.
Exactly.
You get all that power, it goes to your head, and you get out there and act like an idiot.
They do, you know. You see that. Some of those guys got, you know, 2,000-3,000 watts, you know, and they get up there and they just jump up and down on the frequency with the, instead of just sitting there, you know, and talking distance to somebody, they just want to jump up and down on the radio and be louder than the next guy.
They want to be able to get over that guy that's their neighbor 10 miles down the road because he's loud. I remember those days. They were long, long ago, but I do remember those days.
Oh, yeah, I remember having the Firebird amplifiers and the DNA series and the big green machine and all that other stuff. You know, I remember them days.
Oh, yeah, I had this great big 10-tube DNA Phantom. Boy, that's when everybody liked me.
Tony's got three or four of them over there. He's got a couple of them. He's got, what, two of them on the table, and he's got one sitting there. You got to put a fan in it.
Well, I got no need for them anymore. I get enough CB on my ham radio bands. I don't need a CB. N-A-W-E-G.
Well, you know, the ham radio, and then I got that HLA 300 plus, and that works really good with the 450D radio. Any band you want to go to, that thing follows you right up and down the band. It's a nice amp. The only thing I don't like about it is that SWR protection device in it. That damn thing will, you know, if you got a little bit of a scanning wave, that thing will go off. So you got to hit that tuner.
Oh, that hack shop, CB radio shop down here at the trailer park for me. I heard him advertising a Kenwood 440 SAT for $300. I wouldn't buy nothing from that guy if he wanted a dollar for it.
Exactly. Some of those, they're probably all cobbled.
I've heard about some of his work, man. Not pulling the parts he's replacing off the board. He just cuts the legs off and then solders the new part to the legs that are hanging up.
I've seen work like that before, too. Yeah, over at Tony's, you know, them radios that come in, you got to see some of that. And it's like some of these radios, the first thing they do is go in there and cut that clarifier. And there's no need for it, you know, when you have a shift button on it. It just destroys a good radio.
Yeah, I don't like that idea unless you got one of them. And back in the days I remember, they had them 10 turns. Them were nice.
Well, them things work good, you know, like on them 2000 radios and, you know, and stuff like that, or you know, the bigger bases, the 138, 139, 142, you know, them 10-turn clarifiers, them were nice.
Yeah, see, them were the radios in my CB days that I remember, them older ones.
Remember when that Cobra 2000 first came out? Well, I'll tell you what, everybody wanted one. I still had that DAC radio.
Now, there's a lot of them radios out there around. I didn't think they would still be around, but there's a lot of them.
I picked up a couple of them DACs. You know, I gave one to Tony there. Tony's got one that's in the drawer behind him there, and that bureau, he put that away when I gave that to him.
You know, as long as I've been into this radio stuff, I've never seen one of them radios, but other than a picture. And to me, it looks just like a little tiny radio in a big metal case.
That's all it is. Half that radio is power supply, you know, and then you got a preamp in it. Yeah, it's got a modulation thing in there for it's got one tube in there.
A lot of wasted space.
You know, I bought it, I was going to put it over here, you know. And then I got looking at the setup that I got here. I got no room for that. That thing's so huge, you know, and it would take up this whole desk.
That's my biggest problem, is I got, you know, this big desk, but I try to use as little much space as I can on it for my radios, so everything's all compact in one little spot.
That's basically what I did over here. I try to keep my 2 meter out of the way from the HF, you know, and all the other mics. And I got the, you know, four radios that run over here.
Keep the radio separated so you make sure you grab the right microphone, huh?
Oh, yeah. I still try to grab that D-104. See, somebody in here has got a set of PDL-2s, tower, coaxes, and radio for sale. He's got $500 on it.
That was one of my favorite CB antennas. I did love them PDL-2s.
I liked it when I went to, you know, you go to flat side with it and then start cutting through the mess. Yeah, I want to get an antenna tuner there on the other radio, and that way I ain't got to, you know, mess around with that stupid antenna up there. I can just adjust it from inside the house.
I'm going to get me one of them harvest antennas to put up over here, probably around summertime.
Yeah, you'll like that. That's got a stinger on the top. You can adjust that. I see somebody's got one of them radio programmers right here for $50. Got an Icom 718 in here for $450.
I don't remember what I paid for mine. I think I paid $500. I don't remember. I got the microphone, the speaker.
We got accessories. Oh, somebody's got a Denton 160 amateur amplifier over here for $700.
Yeah, I don't do much of that anymore. If they can't hear me on my 100-watt radio, then they just can't hear me.
Well, you know, the parts we usually talk is with Carlos, you know, over there on the island. Did you make the trip, Jeff?
Yes, we did.
There you go. Yeah. What's on your agenda today?
I think he's planting up at like 5 acres from the rest of the rock. Nothing crazy, but that's pretty much it. I try to say it's going to be a relaxing day, but you know that.
Oh, there you go. And that, well, while you're out there, kind of stay out of the rain, you know.
Not a problem there. We're just turning the beans, Georgia. Yeah, if you guys are going to be in this channel, I can definitely communicate today.
Roger on that. Jeremy's out here today, too.
No way. I just thought I would check in before I run out the door.
Which did? Russell's out mobiling around there in his mobile, and he had to go pick up some landscaping timbers and stuff like that. But yeah, on the other frequency, that's where he's at. Got to go out and do a little bit of mobiling myself today too.
Yeah, I'll be out there. I just said we're gonna be doing the ranging today. But Casey, everybody's going to be roaming.
Okay, all right then. And you be careful out there.
We will do that. You guys going to be hanging around this one?
I we're only on this one because Jeremy's got so much noise over there on the other radio, and that we're kind of cutting through the mess with this one.
Roger that. So, yep, I can just put her on scan, so holler at me, and I can pick you guys up.
Okay, Jeff.
Other than that, we're just going to say adios to the 73s, and we'll catch you guys here and there today. So, KCI, keep listening.
Catch you later, KURV, stand by.
Bravo 8, Romeo Escandia.
Go ahead.
Sal, hey, how are you reading me?
Still good.
Put up a J-pole I made from copper tubing, and I was trying her out. I probably could have been a mileage north of you in Vendekerville, Michigan, you know. And I know I'm 100 miles north of Detroit. I wanted to see. You were coming in here, Lima Charlie, over.
Oh, Roger, I got you over here. You're full. You're in this thing full.
So it only costs me about $25 to build these. You can't pitch on the price because they didn't even touch some of these new modern ones, over.
Yeah, Roger, I was making a few of them spider antennas there. I had like two or three of those for the guys. There was a bunch of new hams that came in, and I said, well, here, put this up there at your house, you know, and then give us a holler. And that's a couple of the guys put them up, and they worked really well.
So another thing, it doesn't have a very good, you know, you can't see it very well, so you can't get in trouble for putting antennas up and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So that's what I liked about some places, they have that, but anymore, you don't have less and less antennas in the air because of the deal with TV. Now it's more through the Wi-Fi, over.
Yeah, Roger, you know, in a lot of the places, you know, the HOAs and that, they won't let you have antennas up, so a lot of the guys, you know, they're hiding them.
So, I think you can, this thing, you can't hardly see it from the road here. I'm about 250 feet from the road to the house, and you can't hardly see the thing, so that'd be help a lot. So, and see how attractive your antenna is, that's something you don't do. I know in the service they had one figured out for Mars, and that thing was huge. But one thing is for certain, it cost probably about $2,000 or $1,000. And they had that thing, but it was the only thing they needed to do is point, it was a Jaeger, and they pointed to the United States, so they don't need anything else. So anyway, you're sounding fantastic here, and I hope everything's going well there, over.
Roger, yeah, things are going pretty good here. And that, and we got like, we run like four radios over here. I've got a Ranger radio over here that I'm running. I have an RCI radio that I run. I got the Yaesu radio, and then I got this radio right here. This is Yaesu too.
So you're coming in here pretty good. And I was just going to figure out the mileage up from your place to ours. It's good, 60, 70 miles over.
Roger, yeah, I'm in Saginaw.
So, hey, you're going through the Lapeer repeater, though, aren't you?
I'm going through the I think it's the Guilford repeater.
So, you're doing extremely well. And, hey, I had a question at Saginaw. What is the Red Cross? Did they have a ham radio station still there and whatnot? And I wondered about the deal in case of emergency, over.
No, they don't have it there at the Red Cross anymore. They're out there at Brown's Airport.
Well, hey, as long as they got someone someplace, and I think people forget that someday you might not have your little phones that work good when everything's working and stuff like that. So anyway, we don't have here in Saginaw County there much going on. So, and I know my girl lives in Saginaw, so, and today your weather's probably about the same as us, cloudy and cool, and good day for certain things outside, but not much over.
Yeah, cloudy, cool, kind of rainy. Yeah, it's a wet day out there.
Well, hey, it's a good day for Hammond and stuff like that, but I wonder how many contests. I didn't notice, but already in QSK they're talking about the field day stuff. And I wondered if you guys do it over there, over.
Yeah, they do it over here in that. I did the 13 colonies here a year ago, and that was a lot of fun. And yeah, there's a lot of contests and a lot of stuff that goes on.
So a lot of us over here are old goats, just so we don't participate so much. And in the Army, they'd always had that radio go 24/7. You know what I mean? And I remember relieving the radio operator at night. There were 3 a.m, so he'd go get a nap, and I'd watch it for him. But there was an awful lot of GIs chit-chatting on there at radio we had over there, and this sort of thing. But they claimed they only did 10 watts, and it was on 6 meters. So anyway, that's the way it goes. So, hey, I should let you get back at her. I want to thank you so much, sir, for coming back. And we send our very best of 73s to you and whoever there. This is Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey, and saying the very best of 73s, and thank you so much.
Well, you are welcome. Jump in there anytime. This is Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. Yeah, I was in the service, too, there. I'm an Army vet, and, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So, could you believe... We were in Vietnam, and those big radios they had on them Jeeps, and I wonder if you did, what you thought of it.
Oh, the old TR-77s and that? Yeah.
So, they could run, you could run the wire. I remember taking our radio quit on our Jeep, and we'd take it to, repair. First thing he'd do, take a wrench and jump the water out of the relay in the back there, you know, when it changes your frequencies and whatnot. And he'd let the water out of the thing, and he'd get a screwdriver out and put it in the radio, give her a turn, and she'd work crazy. But the TR, they called it the Prick 25s. Do you remember them, too?
Yeah. You get that big, long battery in that, put in the bottom of it and stuff. Yeah, I remember them.
Hey, do you remember some of the guys used to stick a wire in that and use it for another radio besides the Prick 25? But they called it Brick and stuff like that. And it was said that radio could be thrown in the river and pick it up and it worked gorgeous, over.
Oh, yeah. They were probably, most of them were all self-contained. They all had them rubber washers and stuff in there, and they wouldn't let no moisture and stuff get in them.
And they got a lot different thing now for them, and I was looking at a Humvee, and we got one in Sandusky here, a Humvee, and of course they don't have no heater or any of that good stuff. So anyway, hey, I'm going to give you thank you so much for coming back, and I'd like to thank you, sir, for your service to our country and to all those that did. And keep always in our thoughts and prayers the missing in action, the prisoners of war. So you have a great day, sir. Thanks so much, and take care.
You too. Thank you for your service. So you have a good one there. We'll catch you later. KE8URV. I'm clear. Stand by. Hey, Jeremy, here's a chameleon NFED radio antenna. Guys, so 120, I think, is what he wants for it. I'll find out how. Oh, it's 130 feet long. Yeah, see, I easily got that much wire sitting here underneath in this bench. There you go. All you need is a bail on that. You could get a hold of a ham radio outlet and get the bailing you want, and then stick something on there, you know, run the wire out.
Yeah, because I got that big spool of wire. It worked great for making an antenna out of. I might as well use it.
Tony's got some of that little, small, dinky coax over there, but I'm not sure what it is. I'll have to take a look at it and see what it says on the spool. I thought about getting a couple pieces of that and making it for the quad chain. You know, put some SO connectors on the other end of it. You put that permanently in the car.
It's all I've used in the car since I got it, has been that radio.
Yeah, that's a shame. I went all the way up the West Branch and I bought that other radio, you know. Brought it home and programmed it, and here it sits on the bench, doesn't do nothing. Last year I took it up camping and that, and I figured, well, you know, I'll get on the repeater up there in Sheboygan. And the repeater was down. That's crazy.
Yeah, and up there, you know, other than the link repeater, there's not really a lot of activity.
You know, you think you would. You'd be up there around the bridge and all that in the summer. You know, people be up there, you know, vacationing. You'd think there'd be more radio activity up there than there is. Go ahead, Jeff.
There you go. We're in mobile. Oh, he's coming in on this little 25-watt radio.
Yeah, it's definitely working over here.
Well, that's good. Yep, we're just sending our mobile and go out and head to the farm. So I just thought I'd check and see if you're out there.
Yeah, we didn't go nowhere.
All right, cool. Well, I'm on the conversation, Pete. So, hopefully you guys can hear me. Is there any, I haven't talked to anything, static or anything. It is actually running now.
Yeah, I got a little bit of air noise in your signal, but other than that, you're coming over it. You have a good day out there playing in the field today.
Well, we'll be out there just hanging out, trying to work. Like I said, I'll be in the ring today, so we'll keep going along, so stay in contact. We'll be listening.
All right, you have a good one over there. K-8-URV, stand by.
K-8-KCI, we're just standing by listening.
Good afternoon, KE8URV.
Good day. Been out of town a couple days. I was looking at the voter and seeing where my base is. And today, it's going to Richmond. So, very good. How are you?
Not bad. We're just sitting back here. I got our feet up, and I got a buddy on the other end there, and he's got a lot of noise over at his house, so we decided we'd get off 10-meter and come up here and make contact.
Very good. Where are you guys chatting out of?
Well, I'm out of Saginaw, and he's out of Chesaning over there.
No Okay. Yeah, sounds good. So, we've done, as you know, we've done some enhancements down here in the Detroit area. So, we should be a little busier.
Roger, you're doing a good job up this way. You sound really good.
Yeah, well, I'm on a really good radio. I'm on an XTL, and I'm on a base antenna, and I'm hitting, let's see where it shows, I'm hitting the Richmond repeater, so all is good. So I get everything. I'm kind of a perfectionist when it comes to this stuff.
Well, there you go. You know, you got to be a little bit fussy when it comes to this stuff, because if you don't, then you're, everything's screwed up.
I'm going to use that word. I like that word better, fussy.
Yeah, fussy.
You're sounding good.
All right.
Up here.
All right, you have a good day. I bought a brick for putting together another one of these XTLs, and it's my fault. I screwed up the model number, and I have a 450-to-5-something brick. So I think I'm going to turn it into a GMRS radio and sell it. So it was 100% my fault. I should have checked the model number better, but I just looked at it, and it didn't have a K in it, and I thought, oh, darn, so I went, man, this guy ripped me, and then I found out it was my fault.
Oh, man, yeah. Hey, Jeffrey's out there in his tractor, too. He just hollered at you.
We're sounding great over here. I'm bouncing off of the Guilford repeater. You're sounding pretty good way up here in the little mobile.
WHC.
Very good. He said tractor. What did he mean by that? I have to ask.
Well, that would be a tractor that you use for farming, but we're in a UTV right now, just heading over to the farm.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Well, it's a pleasure having company, and you'll be hearing a lot more of us. There's some things that Sean needs to tune in yet. There's one of them that makes a little bit of noise, but you'll be hearing a lot of us. So I'm going to make VHF live. Well, happy, at least down here, our part. You know, I know you guys got a big system up there that's pretty strong. So, the more people, the better.
Hey, Roger that, Roger that. Yeah, this this one's linked to there to I think Frankenmuth and then the Saginaw boats. I think is it might even be Fenton. Maybe it's Fenton in a way, but no, you're sounding very good. I'm not sure how I am, but. We got her hooked up into a fuse panel, not directly to the battery, so sometimes I wonder, but we finally got a different antenna on here. I think she's working. I got a little Larson on here with a big whip on 5/8 wave, so hopefully it's making that nice trip to that repeater.
Give me a second. I'm going to see if it'll tell me where you're at. Go ahead and say hi again. I'm just curious.
Yeah, we're basically about 10 miles north of Owasso here. And like I said, I'm mobile right now, so that gives us a little bit of thing. But let me turn the old antenna towards you guys, and there we go. So, yeah, I hope that works.
No, you sound good. It shows, I'm assuming I'm right here. This stuff is all fairly new to me. I'm still in the learning stages. So I'm showing that I thought I missed it. Maybe I was right. Let's see. I thought I was showing the Guilford repeater, 145.310. Does that sound right?
That is correct. That's what it says. I got mine programmed with the names for the repeaters in it. So, yep, that is what I'm broadcasting on. I think Jim is on the Saginaw repeater, 145.330. So we can hit pretty much all of them, but nope, you sound great.
Very good. Okay. Well, good luck today. I hope you don't have to spend too much time working. We are going to household waste event to basically get rid of all your paints and things like that, aerosol cans, what have you. So the township has got that going on, so we've got to get out of here. I think we're supposed to be there by noon or 1 o'clock. So we got a lot of stuff to do. So you have a good day, and pleasure chatting with everybody. Jim, I think we cut you out. Go ahead. NAKBB.
There's a lot of us that choose it up there on 28305 there on the 10-meter side. It starts about 8 o'clock in the morning, so we usually have Carlos coming in from Puerto Rico, and there's a bunch of us around the area. And that, if you ever get up there, give us a holler.
I will. But so far, my endeavors have all been VHF, UHF, and all that other stuff. I have the extra license, but when I get a little bit more time on my hands, that's my next conquest, going lower. But right now, I don't have anything that goes there.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we've been studying for that extra license for about a year now. And that I got that ham test prep. I've been, I'm right now, I'm at 33 of the 37 you need.
Yeah, that's how I did it. That ham chest prep one, I forget his name, the older guy that teaches it, that was the one that I used, and I got it. But you just have to keep watching it and watching it and watching it and watching it and then take the test, and, you know, so. Once you get into the 90s all the time, you know, you're pretty much sure you got it. So don't go for the minimum. Go for the, try to get yourself on all those practice tests near 90. And then when you do take the test, then you're taking the test. And if you start getting a handful of questions you're not sure of the answer, then you get frustrated. Then you start messing up on the ones that you do know. So, and somebody told me a lot of this stuff you really don't start using. So you do get that license, then you start putting it all together. So, but good luck with it. I'm sure you'll do it.
Exactly. All right. We'll catch you later. Have a good one. This is K8URV. I'm Jim, Juliet, India Mike, in Saginaw.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Yeah, Jeremy, I'm going to put my glad rags on and go over there and give Bob a call and see what we can do about these radios.
Yeah, I think we got the hard part done. We just need to do the easy part now to finish them off.
All you gotta do is just turn the board on. That's all. I'll throw mine in the car and see how hard it's gonna be. Still looking at that new Kong radio. Man, that's going to be the cat's meow for us guys.
Hey, FAKCI, this is Tito Lickway, Zulu Oscar Bravo. Good morning, Jeff. Roger, Roger. Good morning to you. coffee in hand.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I had a couple of hours just moving around the farm, looking at some pictures. We're gonna that's what we're doing today.
Roger that. Roger that. Roger that. Yeah, you're a little broke it up. I guess we're going through the, I'm going through the Landstein repeater. Roger, you going through the Landstein repeater?
Yeah, that's been on mine, but, you know, I don't know. I guess that's been on mine because I got them broken again.
Roger that. I'm losing the jet. I can't understand you.
Just try 145330.
145. Okay, Roger. Okay, KCI, we're back and setting on the side. That's the case. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Kilo Charlie India. Yeah, this is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. I'm not getting through good on the Lansing repeater. I will talk to you later, Jeff.
You're coming in loud and clear on this one. Loud and clear. This is KCI.
Roger, I heard you a little better on that one.
Yeah, yep. Ranger, so I'm just driving around, so that usually has some movement, of course.
Roger, you're out in your tractor?
Well, it's a UTV, but yeah.
Roger that?
Yep, just roaming around, looking at stuff, watching the geese fly out of the pond, see what I planted, and look what we're going to plant here shortly. So that's pretty much what we're doing.
Roger that. There you go.
So what's your on your agenda today?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I might go out in the yard. I was given a post that has a TV dish on it. They're going to throw it in the dumpster, but I like that post. And I'm going to put that in the ground, I don't know about today, and I'm going to hook a Yagi to that.
Well, that ought to work. That ought to work. Do that and drill a couple holes in that. Then you can stick a post on or a pipe on that, and we can get that sucker up there a little bit even farther yet.
Roger, not that other one, no. Got the wires above my head, so I'm really cautious, and the Yagi, I just, one I'm putting up is a little one. It's just, I want to try to receive the SO50 better. I do the ISS, but I need to be able to receive the SO50 satellite better.
So
you can hear me, but
Yagi
I can't
again?
Hear them.
So you need another Yagi now?
No, I don't know.
At least you're honest.
Roger that.
Okay, well, we're going to sit on the side here for a little bit, but we'll be out here, so just we're just kind of hanging out and looking around. So we'll talk to you. KCI, we're going to be clear.
Roger that. Good talking to you, Jeff. Kilo Foxtrot 8, KCI. This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. We'll talk to you down the road. Clear.
Thank you.
up to you. Hello, Echo 8, United Radio Pictures. I'll see you guys all later. You have a good one. I'm taking the ladies out for breakfast. So have a good one. Catch you after a bit. We'll be clear.
DPZ monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Test 1-2. W8FU testing. Test 1-2-3. 1-2-3-4-5. Anybody around? Testing.
You're coming in. Booming. Sounding great. KC8, TWL.
Okay, very good. I'm experimenting with something here, and I don't think I was hearing you on the client I'm using, so I do appreciate the check. This is W8FU.
You're sounding good. I got you on the loop here, repeater, so we'll say 7-3s. Have a great day. I'm about ready to pull into the QTH here, so... Again, 7-3s, have a great day. KC8TWL.
Alrighty. Thank you. Travel safe. W8FU.
KC8TWL. Clear.
W8RCY receives you much louder and clearer now. I did make the changes on the radio. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, hey, Donald. I'm also doing something completely different, so that could be part of it. Can you give me a 5-count, please, or anything? Just make some chatter. I want to check something. Anyone?
Roger, Dodger, this is KF8, testing 1-2-3-3-2-1, testing, over.
Very interesting. We've got DB switch all set up for the hoist connection. Everything seems to be working really good, except for I've got no incoming audio. I wonder if that's T-Mobile or something blocking.
Interesting. Try on your, like, cell phone connection, maybe.
Is my audio a little better? I think it was pretty hot. I've turned it down quite a bit. Pretty rough. Okay, I'm going to get back to this. Start the ticket with Hoyt. W8FU.
Very good. Yeah, I don't know why my HT doesn't work well on the first floor, but okay. Okay, yeah, see you then.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
W8FU testing, test 1, 2, 3.
KD8IWS Mobile.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is a Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, KD8DX. Listening for a radio check, please, from Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
This is KE8IBB. I can hear you out there. Come on back. Chesterfield, KE8IBV. You're kind of a little scratchy coming through. Could be interference. I'm in Chesterfield, Michigan, basically 23 Mile Road in Gratiot area.
Okay, thanks for that. Yeah, you're coming in nice and clear. I think I have my antenna taken down. I put it back up, and I wanted to see how it was transmitting. It doesn't sound like it's too good, but maybe you have to tune in a little bit. Thanks again.
All right. You're not sounding too bad. Like I said, it's a little scratchy. I just put an antenna. I'm in my truck. I just put a new Comet antenna on the truck.
yesterday, actually, and I'm glad it's going through, too. That's good for me. All right, this is KE8IBZ. You have a great day.
Thank you, KE8IBZ. Thank you.
KBAPX.
KBAPX, N8XP, you copy?
N8XP, KBAPX. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it worked. I'll go back to the other channel. N8XP.
KBAPX.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
N8WEG, N8WEG, KE8URV. N8WEG, N8WEG, this is KE8URV.
Kids, here be deals, this is Raven Juniors.
Just get ready to clear it. Little Echo 8, United Radio Victor, nothing heard.
This is K0 BTL. Does anybody copy this transmission?
URV standing by.
This is K0 BTL. Does anybody copy this transmission?
Go ahead, this is KE8URV.
KE8URV, this is K0BTL, how's it going? Just checking out my new Yaesu here.
There you go, yep, that's what I'm talking on is Yaesu right now. And that's pretty cool, that sounds good.
Roger, roger, yeah, I got the 510 with the DRASP. But I can't seem to find anybody who has an actual fusion repeater around here. I don't know if Clarkson is okay or not with that.
We
not sure myself. I'm in Saginaw right now.
Roger, good copy in Saginaw there. I'm over near Fenton right now, so pretty good quieting into the repeater there.
You sound like you're right in the room with me.
Yeah, double on that. Yeah, solid. Totally solid. Yeah, that's pretty daggone good. That's not bad.
Yeah, I was working on one of those Kwai Chang handheld radios there. We put the 0.5 board in it, had it flashed, and now I've got 2 meter 440 all the way from 160 to 6 meters in it. And that's in a handheld.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, it sounds like your equipment's running hot, straight, and narrow there. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, it would be nice to head back over to the east side, because I know there's a heck of a lot more fusion repeaters. I know there's a good one in Clinton Township. It's the only one in Michigan that I know of. It's called, like, the zombie, you know, outlook response repeater or something. Something cool like that. I don't know. But, yeah, the guy who owns it, I talked to him. He's a pretty cool dude.
There you go. That's pretty neat.
K4GYQ. Dragon Station, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Joe in Clinton Township, Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee, Quebec. There is a Canadian fusion that happens on Thursday nights. If you go in the repeater book, or Canadian repeater book, you can look that up. I could probably give you the frequency if you need it.
Oh, yes, sir. Ready to copy there. I will certainly try, see if I can actually reach out and touch that net. Because right now I'm working on a mag mount on top of my car in the sticks over here near Fenton. So I'm not really making it out too far. Because I know this repeater is in Fenton, and that's pretty much right next door to me. But yeah, ready to copy. Send it.
Yeah, it'll be about a minute here, me looking it up on my list of about 190-some frequency list I have. KE4ZYQ, you'll be back in a moment.
Roger, roger. No rush.
And it took less than a minute, KE4ZYQ. Yeah, there's the wind repeater out of Windsor, I believe. It's VE3WIN, and they have C4 at net at 8 p.m. on Thursdays, and that'd be, I think that's 444.600, positive offset, PL118.8 is the normal frequency, and that should be it, if I'm not mistaken.
K4ZY Quebec, Kids RBTL, copies all. Solid copy. Yeah, I used to talk on that repeater a lot when I was over in, like, Clinton Township, Fraser area. Those boys have some pretty good equipment that they're running over there, that's for sure.
Yep, and a little hand wave there to the other gentleman on frequency. You guys go ahead, I just thought I'd jump in briefly. And I'm talking on a Yaesu radio also. It's a Yaesu mobile as the base right now. I got a 991A Yaesu, but I'm talking on a Yaesu 7250 dual band, 2 meter, 70 centimeter, with C4, KE4ZYQ clear. It must have.
That's pretty cool. I'm on a 7900 over here in that in Saginaw.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. KD4 is ZYQ. Yeah, clearing the final there. That's awesome. Yeah, all three of us got the Yaesus rocking and rolling. Yeah, C4FM is, like, definitely, I mean, Yaesu menus can kind of be a pain, but once you get the hang of it and everything's synced up and your time is right and your signal's good, it's pretty awesome. It's been a few years since I've been on Fusion, but yeah, hopefully I can do it with the 510D here, see what's what. Because I got my BX engineering box today. I got the radio, I got the antenna mount and wire, but I did not get the actual antenna until a few days from now. But yeah, definitely go to BX Engineering. Those guys are great. They're usually a very well established in regards to their shipping, all that good jazz. But yeah, for sure, I'll see what kind of distance I can get. I think it's a common and diamond combo that I got, because hopefully the gain will be much better. I think it's 5 and 7 for 2 meter and 440.
Yeah, that's what I'm running up to. Got a diamond antenna and 2 meter 440. That's what I'm running on the house right now. Yeah, Kate, you want to jump in back, clean up a mess, stepping on anybody, climbing on a Comet, GP3, right now, dual band, 2 meter, 70 centimeter. You have either Android or an iPhone, iOS system.
Right now,
on iOS, you can get what's called an app or a widget. I put it on my screen, main screen. I don't know if it's an app, because I can take an app, an application or a site, and I can actually put it on my screen or page as an app. So I can't remember if this was actually an app on Android or iOS, or if it was just a widget I put on my screen of my smartphone. But it's a Canadian one for looking up, like repeater book, looking up Canadian frequencies and call signs, just like repeater book can look up, or you know, the sites can look up the IDs for stations. KE4Z like you. And I didn't catch the names of you guys. Mine's Joe. Juliet Oscar Echo.
I'm Jim in Saginaw, Juliet, India Mike.
I'm Greg in Fenton, Kilo Zero, Bravo Tango Lima.
Yep, well, you guys go back to it. I just thought I'd jump in about the Fusion and the Canadian frequencies and how to look something up with call signs or if it's a station. So good luck and have a good rest of the weekend from KU4ZYQ.
Thanks for jumping in.
Roger. That sounds great, Joe. Good to hear from you across the pond.
Pretty cool.
Jim, you still there?
I've got the HF radio too over here. I got that Yaesu 450D and that, and the YT 1200 tuner on top of that. I got that all run into a HLA 300 plus, so that gives me a little bit extra boost up there on the Taurus antenna.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, heck, I remember I had an antenna maybe like 10 feet in the air, and I could talk to Flint and Saginaw when I was over in Fraser a number of years ago. But, yeah, definitely put it up a little higher if you can. But I think where I'm at, I think the max is 25.
Got this one up 30 feet right now. I'm going to go up higher, but, yeah, it's about 30 feet to the ground up. I had a maple tree back there that died. We cut the top off of it, and I stuck the antenna on top of it.
That's how you do it, man. Use nature to your advantage, yes, sir.
It's neat because I can put the wire antenna out, and I can stretch the wire antenna on the side of it, stretch it out to another tree.
Yeah, that sounds like it's definitely doable. I was thinking of doing, like, maybe, you know, when I do HF stuff, when I get my general, I'm definitely going to try to do, like, a dipole setup in the backyard, see if that's actually possible, just see how it is over here.
Instead of doing that, look at some alpha antennas, and that I have one here. It's in a bag. I use it for when I do QRP and I'm on the road to go camping and stuff like that, because I can put the radio on a little table, and it's got a jaw clamp. You can just go on the side of your picnic table and go straight up, put a car poise out, and you're good to go. And it's all band, all mode antenna. I really like it.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing that for the, what's it called, the new one they got right now. I think everyone's still got a reservation for, like, $35, for the new QRP Yaesu. So I'm real curious to see, like, how much that's going to be running, you know, for, like, a mobile rig, like a mobile rig kind of thing, like, more truly independent setup, not so much relying on the car.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I just got rid of one of those Zygu 6100 radios and that. And my buddy there, he got the Russian program and put in it, the new version. Holy cow, that thing came alive. Man, did that radio come alive. It's loud. He's got it on a, what is it, I think it's a 203 amplifier. It's just a little, like, 100 watt, because the radio itself is 10 watt. So, but, man, I'll tell you what, that thing come alive, and it is loud from this place. He lives over there on the other side of Reese.
Kids are BPL copies off. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, definitely rig it up and send it. I just got to remember to get my butt in cracking them books, man, because I get busy with work, man. I just got to remember to sit down and actually study, you know, instead of moving around and doing everything. You know, I just had two trees taken down from my yard, and I've been cleaning up and, you know, just trying to get ready for, you know, summer, springtime over here, getting the house, you know, in better shape. You know, I got a garage roof I got to work on. I got front yard stuff. I got all sorts of stuff. You know, the fun of being a homeowner, you know, nothing new. K0BCL Freddy.
Yeah, I know what that's like, because I had trees that we had been winning from the year, and I had trees that fell down in the yard. I had to cut them off, but, you know, and last night I just got rid of the big stuff, some of the big stuff I had laying in the yard, and got it all cleaned up. Last night about 9 or 10 o'clock. And I got done with it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I just had some construction work done the other day for a concrete slab repair. And the guys were out here. They were pouring the concrete just for one, you know, I guess, 4x9 slab. And like the guys, they're out here, you know, they're busting their butts, sweating and all that, and, you know, a few hours go by, the concrete starts to cure. Next thing you know, oh, look, it's thundering and lightning and storming and raining and all this noise. So hopefully the concrete's actually curing the way it should. I told them, hey, I'm not touching until you guys come out. I was like, this is your baby here, you know. But, yeah, the guys that come out and did the work over here that are local, TNT, they did very good work. I'd definitely recommend them for sure.
There you go. Yeah, I got a friend of mine there over there by Reese. I just come back from today. I had my radio flashed over there. And since the other day he sent me a video of his antenna. It was, the wind had blown it so hard that it just bent it right over. And they were trying to lower it to the ground, and the cable broke, and it comes smashing to the ground. He lost four element beams, the rotor, it just, everything just went, turned the pot right then and there.
Yeah, I believe it. I actually checked out the Clarkson Facebook page, and I looked, and that's just a shame right there, you know, because it's like you put all that hard work and effort into making something nice and usable for everybody to enjoy, and then, you know, next thing you know, Mother Nature just farts on it, and it's like, oh, man. That's tough. That's definitely tough. And I wonder if there's insurance that would cover that. Because I really don't think, like, homeowners, I doubt that would do it. You know, they'd kind of look at that, oh, this is an external structure or whatever, you know, reason to not cover it.
I think you have to put a rider on. I mean, you have to get all the serial numbers off and all your equipment and stuff like that. You know, you have to make that whole thing up. Because I do guitars over here, and I have to do that with these guitars to get a rider for the insurance.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, definitely record all your serials and, you know, put them in a safe place. Hopefully you'll never have to use them.
Definitely, yeah, you got to do that with your radios and your radio equipment and all that stuff, too. So, yeah, in case lightning hits it or, you know, freak of nature or something happens in the house, whatever, you know, you're covered. You're going to get, you know, your equipment sleep covered because this stuff is expensive.
Oh, yes, sir, 100% agree. Yeah, they just spent almost $1,000 on this mobile right here, so. And that's still on the credit card. Hi. Jim, what's your call sign again? I think I'll send you a message on QRZ.
AURV.
Roger, copy. It's Kilo Echo 8, Uniform, Romeo, Victor. How copy?
That's me. Yep, I'm usually running vertical.
Both vertical and horizontal. I do with a lot of older gentlemen, and, oh, how old do you think I am? Well, listen, dude, you're still vertical. You're doing something right, so believe me, you're doing good. Every day above ground is a good day, my friends.
You know it.
Yes, sir, the joys of working with the public and customer service.
On 10 meter in the morning. We're over there on that 28305 in the morning, and at about 8 o'clock when we start, and I got Puerto Rico in there, and I got Jeff, and there's quite a few of us in there, and we get on here, and we have a little go around about, it starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I wish I was there. I wish I was there for some HF stuff. I just gotta find the time to study. That's the tough part.
Like I did, you know, I downloaded ham test prep, had it on my phone, and when I think about it, I click on there, you know, and I take a practice test, and that, because I got a whole crap load of practice tests in there. And when I went over, I took my general test, and I only missed one.
Yeah, that's not bad. I gotta remember to keep doing that. That, and I got Gordo's book. It seems to be pretty good at explaining the why.
Nice about the new ham test prep, and that only the right answers come up, and they're lit up in blue, and all the keywords and stuff are all in there and whatnot. And you know, you go from one question to another, and that gives you the question, and then it gives you the answer, and then it comes out like a blue screen on it. Really, really cool, and it really helps you remember.
Oh, for sure, yeah, most definitely. I just gotta get back on and do it, because I got a new phone, and, you know, I switched from, you know, Android to Apple, so I'm still kind of waiting and seeing how I like that. But I don't know, I've had Android for almost 20 years, and, you know, it's like I tell everyone, oh, why'd you switch? And like, what? Dude, I'm getting bored, man, I need something else, you know, like, yeah, it's my phone, you know, but at least Apple and, you know, iPad is something different.
You'll like it when you go to HF. You'll like that. And, you know, get in there and
do all the go arounds. Like I said, I did the 13 colonies, you know, and that was a lot of fun. I started like that at 9 o'clock in the morning, didn't get off the radio until 9 o'clock that night, but I got them all. And I got the plaque for the wall. That was really cool.
That's some good business right there. That's pretty daggone good. Not sure if somebody was trying to break in. I'll leave it unhooked for a second. Okay, I got nothing. Well, old buddy, I think it's that time. I gotta go back inside and do some homework for work, all that good jazz. So, yeah, I'll try to hop on this one and try to catch you further on down the page here. But yeah, hopefully, don't be a stranger. I'll try to hop on and do all this because I gotta program this silly thing and figure out all the bells and whistles and all that jazz. Hopefully, we can talk again on Fusion. That would be that's the ultimate goal.
We can try that one time, and that would be really cool. All right, I'll catch you later, Greg. You have a good one there, and it's been my pleasure talking with you.
Roger. Likewise. Yeah, you can shoot me a message. My Gmail is on my QR set there. This is K0BTL. I'm going to sign off and get back to the real life and all that good jazz. You guys look good. Makes us look better. Have a good one, Jim. Bye.
So that is K0BTL. Back to normal, whatever you want to call it.
Hi. Have a good one, buddy. Nice to meet you. Bye.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KF8AYL, it's good to hear from you, Ken. It's been a little bit.
Yeah, it has been a while. Haven't heard you on in a while. Where you been?
50-60 hour week, so when I get home, I just relax and I forget about my radio.
Well, welcome to the real world. 50-60 hour weeks are, I've been there. I still do that occasionally, but yeah, at your age, I was doing that all the time. I remember 120-hour weeks, 118-hour weeks. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm about to go on the internet and acquire me some more radio equipment. So, there's enough sites.
Well, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, that's for sure.
Actually, I'm going to be ordering a new antenna for my handheld. Because, like I said, I lost the other one. The 14-inch antenna I used to have, that would go on my handheld, so when I wasn't in my car, I wouldn't have to use a rubber duck. So now I'm going to go order me a new one, because, yeah, I remember telling you, like, a month or two ago, I lost the other one.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. Was it the handheld one you lost, or the, I thought it was, like, a little magma one or something you lost? I have an SRJ77CA diamond that I use on my handheld. Those work really well.
That's exactly what I lost. My mount on my car has survived going 100 plus miles an hour down the interstate, so I'm not losing that anytime soon.
Yeah, that kind of makes a big difference on two or three of the HTs that I've used it on, so it really helps improve a lot of things. Penetrating through the woods, it helps clean up signals when you're a far distance away. All things which I am, so it helps a lot.
Yeah, and then I can also flood my neighborhood with radio waves. My little gift to everybody.
Yeah, well, so how is that new job? Are you liking it or not so much?
Oh, I'm really liking it. I am really liking it. The work's enjoyable. I mean, I'm not going to lie, it kind of sucks when you don't have any free time to do stuff, but I am overall enjoying working for this company. And yeah, it's good to actually have money again.
Well, as a wise man once said to me, there's the learning phase of life, there's the working your butt off phase of life, and then there's the giving back phase of life where you teach other people what to do and how to do it. You're in a working phase. Work.
Oh, yeah, and I'm still not on the fire department. It's taken them a little while with processing tasks and stuff. So I'm only about to get busier. Goodbye, any free time, but it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, well, I'm still in the working phase of life, too, so. Running your own business, I haven't been off since 2004, 2005. Always dragging your laptop around on vacations, pissing off your family. But, pays the bills. Pays the bills. Do what you gotta do.
Oh yeah, I got all my bills covered, so I'm doing good. Actually, just also got me a new phone not too long ago.
Yeah, that's, depending on what you got, some of those phones, yeah, you want a new iPhone or something, it's, yeah, $900, $1,200 now. My sister's been trying to get my dad to get a new phone, and he's 86, I'm like, he doesn't even, his phone's fine, she's like, his battery health is... He's going down, and I'm like, he's fine. He's not going to want to spend hundreds of dollars on a new phone. He's just not. And he's not going to switch to Android where you can get cheaper ones. It's too much of a learning curve for him. Like, his phone is fine. If his battery health is all that's a problem, those batteries can be replaced for $80. So he doesn't need, don't spin him up on getting a new phone. Just stop it, my dear sister. Stop. He's fine. His phone is fine.
I actually just switched to Android from Apple. Yeah, my phone's still a $1,000 phone, but for an upgrade, and it gives me It's actually lower monthly payments than my other phone was. Granted, it's more expensive than my other phone. But overall, I like it a lot more.
Well, I can't speak to it because I still use a Windows phone. So, not doing Apple or Android.
Windows phone? Man, I haven't heard or seen one of them in a little while.
Yeah, they're well out of support, but, you know, that phone works perfect. There's no apps for it, so if you're living in a city where you need to do stuff like your laundry by app or make a restaurant, you know, you need to go to any restaurant and all these... If you're in a city, you're kind of screwed because, you know, the parking, the restaurants, like almost anything you do, a lot of them don't have any alternative to a phone app, so... But, I don't live in a city, so I don't need them apps.
I live in a city, and I don't use them either. I don't use half of those apps. So, yeah. But, no, I'm happy with my phone. There's things I miss about Apple that Android is not doing or not capable of, but overall, I'm happy to switch. And yeah, it means I pay the phone off longer. But it was on discount, on a special promotion, from like $30 a month down to like $6. So yeah, it does take longer to pay the phone off, but I dropped my phone bill monthly, and that helps out, especially since my brother is on my phone bill, because it's cheaper than being on my parents, and he's needing the money for school, so I've been kind of helping him out. So any little savings I can get, it helps out.
WAFFR. Yeah, I hear you. It's all a big game. It's all a big game, that's for sure. But yeah, those companies, Apple and, you know, Samsung's Android people, Google, they all want you to buy new phones every 2-3 years. Like, I'm not buying a new $1,000 device every couple years. That ain't happening. Sorry.
Well, I just wanted to. I wasn't forced to.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. I buy stuff all the time because I want it.
Do you need it, though?
Yeah. So I'm not saying I need your situation, but yeah, sometimes when I buy it, do I need this? Yeah, and like the, what's that Japanese woman who's like, does this bring me joy? Should I have it or not?
Yep, I know what that's like. So that's why I usually wait until after I pay all my bills. Then whatever's left with my paycheck, if I want to get something, I can get something. But this way, the first thing I do is I help cover the rent on my church building. Because we're still renting it for the time being. So that's the first thing I do. Then I cover all my other bills. And, yeah, whatever's left, if I want to get something, then I'll get something.
Yeah, I hear you. That's, I'm going to need some extra cheddar right now. I got a problem with my Cummins diesel truck. I've eliminated all the low-dollar items. The only things left are the injector and the injection pump, and all of which are not cheap. So, yeah, I need to do some more diagnosis. And brutal.
Yes, the big Achilles heel of owning a diesel. Well, you got something reliable, especially if it's an older Cummins. Especially if it's a pre-emissions Cummins, and anything's unstoppable.
Well, it's not pre-emissions, it's a 2012, but it has been deleted, excuse me. But, I mean, that's the only thing that's been
conduit. It's not running, you know, extra power levels or any crazy crap. And it's been that way for years, more or less since I bought it. But it's been really good. It's only got 126,000 on it. It's a 2012, but something happened to it. I parked and I came back from a 500-mile trip and it was running perfect. And I shut it off. It sat for 2 months, started it up, and won't make any power. Just blowing smoke and blowing on burned fuel and not making any power. I eliminated the low side, you know, lift pump stuff, and that's all fine. And don't think it's the injectors. I think it's the main pump, but I don't know. I need to do some more tests. More tests. I have a scan tool. I'm watching the commanded pressure versus the actual, and they're differing. You hit the gas pedal, and the commanded goes way up, and the actual goes way down.
Are you there? I missed a lot of what you said because I think it's not so hard.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm hearing a lot. I can't make them out. Is there another station out there? Go ahead. This is KFADD Whale. I guess not. But, yeah, I heard a bunch of static. Somebody, are you still there? WADFOFR, KFADYL.
Okay, affirmative. If I had hearing in my left ear, it's gone now after that, but I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was. If it was another station or just some kind of an anomaly.
Oh, well, now I gotta try to talk with one hand while going through empty paint cans in the other. Because I still have to throw away all of the empty paint cans from work. And they're just taking up space in my work cart. And I just got a milk crate that's bigger than the box they come in, so I can hold more paint cans. And yeah, I just can't find a dumpster to throw them away. So I'm just gonna go throw them away in my trash can. So I'm tired of them taking the space.
Yeah, they tell you not to do that for some reason. I'm not sure why you can't throw paint away. I don't know what's in paint that's so bad for landfills, but usually a couple P-pads a year, your local garbage place will have like a, you know, paint drive, just like they have like a tire drive or whatever. One or two days a year, they'll take all the paint, all the tires, all the crap, you know, stuff you're not supposed to normally throw away in your regular trash. I don't know why paint, though. Right, what's in paint that is bad for landfill? Not sure.
Because it just gets all thrown about, trash gets in it, so I basically live in this thing.
So I like to keep it nice and organized.
Organized, that's the only way to live. Hey, my wife's yakking at me here. I think she wants to get something for dinner, so I'm going to be headed in here. I'll be clear on your final. 73's here, Ryan. Good talking to you, hearing from you again, and clear on your final. KF8AYL.
KF8AYL, this is UNFFR. It's good to hear from you too, Ken. Trying to be on the radio some more. I just got to remember I actually have it. 73, was good talking to you. This is W8FFR. I am clear of this frequency.
Kaiser B2L. QS1. Kaiser B2L, station test. QS1.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Is there a gel station test? Give us one.
W8RQS monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.